allowing us to see another day. Somebody say amen. It's a little dreary outside for the 4th of July, but we have a right and a reason and a responsibility to yet give God praise. We thank him today for his keeping power. We thank him today for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. We thank him that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is a healer and that all power is within his hands. And there's absolutely nothing too hard for our God. How many of you believe that today? I know many of you are off, if not all of us. Some people perhaps had to go to work. Our essential workers had to be there, no doubt. But we praise God for those on the front line who continue to provide services even on holidays. And we're certainly grateful for this 4th of July day. And this weekend, really, for many. And we praise God for allowing us to celebrate our independence. And we know as believers, it's not wrapped up and tied up in signing up a document, but it's in the fact that we have committed ourselves to Christ and that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. But we praise God for our independence as a nation and how we're yet being sustained and how we're still seeking after a lot of things that should have long been in place for us as a people. But we praise God today that we're yet here, we're alive, and that he's yet keeping us in spite of what we're going through. Somebody say amen. Well, let me give you the playback number for those of you who are not aware. 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And many of us are coming out of the storms. Lights have been out for a while here in Memphis and the Mid-South, and people are their lights are being restored. Ours came back on yesterday, and they were out for about a day. And, you know, I went to the refrigerator this morning, and for the first time in years, I opened it, and there was nothing in there. Can you believe it? There was nothing in there. I mean, all of the meat and all of the food had been there for a while, and so Lady Kim cleaned everything out. So I don't know if we're going to make a grocery run or not today, but we yet praise God that we're yet still alive and that he has provided for us even in the midst of the lights being out. And he's promised that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody say amen. And so today I want to just refocus our energies and our attention on this thought and this theme that we've been preaching from and teaching from for the last couple of weeks now. Win the day, win the day. And you know, we looked at Paul in Philippians 3rd chapter, and then this past Sunday we looked at the 4th chapter. But that 3rd chapter in verse number 14, Paul says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's one that we have in our memory banks. That's one that we can recite. You know, if we're going to win the day, we must first of all identify your win. Look, let me encourage you today as you perhaps at home relaxing and maybe just chilling and getting ready for the work, you know, to start back on tomorrow. Identify one thing. Paul said, this one thing I do. He said, I do this one thing. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm pressing toward those things which are in front. So you got to identify one thing. I want to encourage you to identify just one thing today. And I believe God will give you a singleness of purpose. I believe God will help you if you identify just that one thing and allow that to be your focus and don't get all over the place and trying to do too much and trying to take on too many things. You know, we have this term called multitasking, and people have taken it to the next level, if you will. But we have to remember now, we got to focus on one thing and do one thing well. And I believe God will be pleased with our efforts. Because here it is, if we're going to win the day, your destiny, you must know, must be distraction-proof. It must be distraction-proof. Because one of the things that the enemy is going to try to do, even if, as you identify one thing that you want to try to accomplish, one win that you want to try to have this day, if the enemy is going to hang out and try to distract you, the thief cometh not but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So the enemy, he's going to set his sights on setting up various distractions to keep you off of what God has called for you to do. And if you keep your eyes on what you're going through, you will not be swayed by what you're going through. Wow, that's powerful. If you keep your eyes on where you're going to, you would not be swayed by what you're going through. And that distractions come in various forms and fashions. It can come through a phone call. It can come through a text message. It can come through an email. And you've gotten up off of your knees. You come out of your prayer closet and you have your mind set on what you want to accomplish and what you want to do. Then all of a sudden you go to Facebook or you go to a text message or you start checking your email in it. And before you know it, 2 hours have passed and you're distracted and you're thrown off track. But your destiny, my brother, listen, your destiny, my sister, is so amazing. You must recognize the goodness of God in the midst of your trying times. Because many times when we get involved in doing too much, it's because we have so many things that we're trying to overcome. And we're trying to get out of this. We're trying to pay this. We're trying to satisfy this person. We're looking to our left, looking to our right. That's where the enemy wants to keep you. He wants to keep you juggling. He wants to keep you all over the place till you don't focus in on the destiny that God has in store. But in the midst of everything that you're going through, in the midst of all of your trying circumstances, you have to recognize the goodness of God. Can you just recognize God's presence in the midst of your situation even now? I know that even though some of you perhaps still without power across the because of this area that we're in, and you probably are not on the call right now, but you might hear this playback later, but you have to focus in on not being distracted, because the enemy wants to keep us in a position of not hearing the voice of God. But I want to let you know that if you recognize the goodness of God in the midst of everything that you're going through, you'll know that he remains the same. He is still a deliverer. He's still a healer. And all power is within his hand. And he's well able to turn your situation around. What man might intend for evil, know that God can turn it around for your good. Can anybody say amen to that? Because in the midst of all of the things that are occurring in our lives, in the midst of us trying to win the battle, trying to win the day, trying to be focused in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our trials and our tribulations, you've got to learn how to resist the temptation of becoming, here it is, a chronic complainer. You know, some people complain about everything and they develop the capacity to reflect upon that which they are complaining about. But you got to reflect upon the amazing gift that God has placed in front of you and how God's grace is available to you. Even when it looks like things are not going your way, you have to continue to give God the glory. And so when you give God glory in your home and when you create, you will create a contagious environment or an atmosphere for all of those who come in and out of your home, all of those that you communicate with while you're in your home. So make sure now that as you win the day, you don't let things throw you off track. You don't become distracted and lose your focus, but you keep your eyes on the prize. You press toward the mark. You continue to trust the timing of God and know that God will come and see about you. Because Paul, even in this passage of scripture that we read in Philippians 3 and 14, it was clear that Paul was under a lot of stress and he was going through a lot of salts on his life, but he recognized that his posture and his faith were instruments in how others came to know his Christ. And so what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that people are watching, people are observing, people are watching how you handle the situation that you're going through. And when we want people to know God, and we want people to feel clear about your relationship. That kind of sometimes triggers something in their mind and in their spirit about their relationship. So today is a great day on this 4th of July to really commit yourself to trusting God and being positive in the midst of a negative, and then know that there's too much of God in you for you to turn back now. Some of us have focused more on what we're going through, but we fail to see the one who's able to see us through. And so God is able to keep you even in the midst of negativity. He's able to keep you in the midst of darkness. He's able to keep you even when you go to the refrigerator and you look and there's nothing there. The God we serve is able to give you everything that you need to sustain you in this season. And so I want to encourage you to win the day. Focus in on what God would have for you to do. Ask God to give you victory over one thing, this one thing I do, a singleness of purpose, a singleness of focus. And I believe that God will do exactly what you have asked him to do. So make a declaration today on this 4th of July, Independence Day. Make a declaration that you will set your mind on Christ Jesus, and that you will not change your belief and your trust in him based upon what you see in the natural, but that you will continue to stand firm and continue to have a spiritual resolve that God's going to see you through, and that no weapon that's formed against you shall be able to prosper. Well, that's the word, that's the thought for today. And I know you're going to win this day. I know you're going to give God praise. I know you're going to give God glory. I know you're going to give God honor. And remember this now, there's too much of God in you to turn back now. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, but hang on in there, because help is on the way. If you don't give up, God will show up. And if he doesn't show up, he'll send two angels your way, one called goodness and another called mercy. Somebody say surely. That's right. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us have a word of prayer as you prepare to make your way into the remainder of this day. God, we thank you for that reminder today that we can win this day, and that you have given us the capacity to focus on you and not on what we're going through. We come against the attack of the enemy that's going to try to confuse us and throw us off track. And we believe, God, that you're well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. And so now, God, we decree and declare that we will be focused in our effort to give you glory, that we will create an atmosphere that's conducive to praise and worship. And God, in spite of what we don't have, we yet lift our voices in praise. And we thank you right now for being our God. We pray for that person who's yet wrestling with some decisions and trying to make sense of it all. We ask that you will strengthen them even now in the midst of that, and then that you will order their steps and lead them in the way in which you would have them to go. And God, we pray for that person who's yet bereaved today and yet missing a loved one. This day has been a significant time for family gatherings and for people coming together. And so, God, that person that they loved and cherished, they are no longer present. But, God, we pray that you will strengthen them today and allow them to look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Don't allow the distraction that the enemy is trying to cause, even in the midst of missing a loved one, to keep them from creating an atmosphere of praise and worship and thanksgiving. So we love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. And we thank you, God, for those who are yet trying to make it out of situations and they're rehabbing and yet trying to get back to a place of normalcy. And we pray the Lord for those who are yet caregivers and helping and assisting. And we know that that's a difficult task, and it takes a special person to really get up every morning and try to help and assist somebody who needs their assistance. And so, God, strengthen them and give them an extra portion of your Holy Spirit today and a special anointing even as they move throughout the day. So we love you and we honor you and we bless your name. We thank you because this is the day that you made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. All right. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today and continue to trust the timing of God and know that you can keep your eyes on the prize and not grow weary even in this season, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So until next time, you be blessed.